USA Radio News.
Multiple people were shot in Chattanooga, Texas. The exact number of victims is not yet known at this time, but the Chattanooga Police Department said victims are believed to be young and in their teens or up to 20 years old. Authorities say that the victims were transported to local hospitals, and at least some of them appear to be bystanders. A person of interest is reportedly in custody, and police say there is no ongoing threat to the public. France and Germany have urged Russian's President Vladimir Putin to engage in peace talks as Russia continues its takeover of Ukraine. During the 80-minute conversation, the two leaders urged President Putin to do an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and a withdrawal of Russian troops from the country, according to the German Chancellor's spokesperson. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Tropical storm Agatha is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it hits the southern coast of Mexico. Forecasters are now expecting Agatha to make landfall on Monday morning with winds of 100 miles an hour. The American Lifeguard Association says about half of lifeguard positions are currently filled, which means pools, beaches, and lakes won't be opening for the public or will operate on a modified schedule.
We have really struggled. Last year was a struggle to try to find lifeguards, and there were times going into this year where we really wasn't sure if we were going to have a full complement.
Gordon Hampton is the director of Williamson County, Tennessee Parks and Recreation, that audio courtesy of WSMV in Nashville, Tennessee. To get staff to come back or train new lifeguards, many places across the country are offering huge bonuses, including Chicago and Austin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is testing positive for COVID-19. The 54-year-old announced the news on his Twitter page and said he's experiencing mild symptoms and will be isolating while he works remotely. His office says he will begin a 5-day regimen of antiviral medication. As WNBA star Brittany Griner has been in Russian custody for over 100 days, many are urging the Biden administration to make it a top priority. USA Radio News' Kenny Burns has more details on this story.
The WNBA Players Union called on President Biden to use all available resources to free Brittany Griner from Russian detention. The center for the Phoenix Mercury was in the country to play with the Russian Premier League. She has been detained by the Kremlin for 100 days so far for possession of vape cartridges that contain hashish oil. The detainment began shortly after the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Griner's detention was extended again this month. Russia has barred the U.S. Embassy from visiting her multiple times. The Players Union has called on fellow athletes to sign petitions and speak out about Griner's detention, and on the public to urge the Biden administration to take action. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Speaking of President Biden, he spoke at the University of Delaware's commencement ceremony and said that there's too much violence in America. This is USA Radio News.